Hi, Pastor Brandon with our readings for Saturday, February 15th, 2020, from our daily reading plan, Seek Him. Today, we're going to be digging into Psalm 25, 1 through 7, Genesis 44, and Matthew 15, 21 through 28. Psalm 25, 1 through 7. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Genesis 44. Then he commanded the steward of his house, fill the men's sack with as much as they can carry, and put each man's money in the mouth of his sack, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the mouth of the sack of the youngest with his money for the grain. And he did as Joseph told him. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away with their donkeys. They had gone only a short distance from the city. Now Joseph said to his steward, up, follow after the men, and when you overtake them, say to them, why have you repaid evil for good? Is it not from this that my Lord drinks, and by this that he practices divination? You have done evil in doing this. When he overtook them, he spoke to them these words. They said to him, why does my Lord speak such words as these? Far be it from your servants to do such a thing. Behold, the money that we found in the mouths of our sacks, as we brought back to you from the land of Canaan, how then could we steal silver or gold from your Lord's house? Whichever of your servants is found with it shall die, and we also will be my Lord's servants. He said, let it be as you say. He who is found with it shall be my servant, and the rest of you shall be innocent. Then each man quickly lowered his sack to the ground, and each man opened his sack. And he searched, beginning with the eldest and ending with the youngest. And the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they tore their clothes, and every man loaded his donkey, and they returned to the city. When Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, he was still there. They fell before him to the ground. Joseph said to them, what deed is this that you have done? Do you not know that a man like me can indeed practice divination? And Judah said, what shall we say to my Lord? What shall we speak? Or how can we clear ourselves? God has found out the guilt of your servants. Behold, we are my Lord's servants, both we and he also in whose hand the cup has been found. But he said, far be it from me that I should do so. Only the man whose hand the cup was found shall be my servant. But as for you, go up in peace to your father. Then Judah went up to him and said, O my Lord, please let your servant speak a word in my Lord's ear. And let not your anger burn against your servant, for you are like Pharaoh himself. My Lord asked his servants, saying, have you a father or a brother? And we said to my Lord, we have a father, an old man, and a young brother. the child of his old age. His brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother's children, and his father loves him. Then you said to your servants, bring him down to me, that I may set my eyes on him. We said to my lord, the boy cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. Then you said to your servants, unless your youngest brother comes down with you, you shall not see my face again. When we went back to your servant, my father, we told him the words of my lord. And when our father said, go again, buy us a little food, we said, we cannot go down if our youngest brother goes with us, then we will go down. For we cannot see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us. Then your servant, my father, said to us, you know that my wife bore me two sons. One left me, and I said, surely he has been torn to pieces, and I have never seen him since. If you take this one also from me, and harm happens to him, you will bring down my gray hairs and evil to Sheol. Now, therefore, as soon as I come to your servant, my father, and the boy is not with us, then as his life is bound up in the boy's life, as soon as he sees that the boy is not with us, he will die, and your servants will bring down the gray hairs of your servant, our father, with sorrow to Sheol. For your servant became a pledge of safety for the boy to my father, saying, if I do not bring him back to you, then I shall bear the blame before my father all my life. Now, therefore, please let your servant remain instead of the boy as a servant to my lord, and let the boy go back with his brothers. For how can I go back to my father if the boy is not with me? I fear to see the evil that would find my father. Matthew 15:21-28. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, send her away, for she is crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. She said, yes, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the word of our Lord in our readings for Saturday, February 15th, 2020. Now, that was a very interesting passage we had from Matthew. And we have to ask the question, why did Jesus call the Canaanite woman a dog? That doesn't sound very Jesus-like, but here it is right here in the Gospel of Matthew. And you may have asked this question before. And the best way to explain this question is to read another article from gotquestions.org, which, by the way, if you have those questions about the Bible, gotquestions.org is a fantastic resource. And I feel this explains it in a much better way than I can. It says, Jesus encounters a Canaanite woman who begs him to cure her daughter. Jesus initially refuses her request by saying, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Taken out of context, and especially in English, it is easy to mistake this for an insult in the flow of the story. However, it's clear Jesus is creating a metaphor meant to explain the priorities of his ministry. He is also teaching an important lesson to his disciples. Jews in Jesus' day sometimes referred to Gentiles as dogs. In Greek, this word is koun, meaning wild cur. Non-Jews were considered so unspiritual that even being in their presence could make a person ceremonially unclean. Much of Jesus' ministry, however, involved turning expectations and prejudice on their heads. According to Matthew's narrative, Jesus left Israel and went to Tyre and Sidon, which was Gentile territory. When the Canaanite woman approached and repeatedly asked for healing, the disciples were annoyed and asked Jesus to send her away. At this point, Jesus explains his current ministry in a way that both the woman and the watching disciples could understand. At that time, his duty was to the people of Israel, not the Gentiles. Recklessly taking his attention from Israel in violation of his mission would be like a father taking food from his children in order to throw it to their pets. The exact word Jesus used here in Greek is kunarion, meaning small dog or pet dog. This is a completely different word from the term kuon, used to refer to unspiritual people or to an unclean animal. Jesus frequently tests people to prove their intentions, often through response questions or challenges. And in this, his response to the Canaanite woman is similar. In testing her, Jesus declined her request and explained that she had no legitimate expectation of his help. The woman, however, lived out the principle Jesus himself taught in the parable of the persistent widow in Luke 18:1-8. Her response proved that she understood fully what Jesus was saying, yet had enough conviction to ask anyways. Jesus acknowledged her faith, calling it great, and granted her request. So according to both the context and language involved, Jesus wasn't referring to the Canaanite woman as a dog, either directly or indirectly. He wasn't using a racial slur, but making a point about the priorities he had been given by God. He was also testing the faith of the woman and teaching an important lesson to his disciples. And isn't that just like Jesus? Well, there you have it. There you have the explanation of this interesting narrative of Jesus' life found in the Gospel of Matthew. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen. 'Cause you will see.